You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you help a member or builder that is not coachable? How to switch that? Ooh, I love this, man. I love this. I love this question. So let me draw it out for you. And Isabel, if you're asking me stuff, I'm going to assume you're coachable. Okay. Is that this is the agreement. This is the non-notarized agreement that I have with my viewers that ask me questions. Okay. All right. Good. And so here's you and here's the person. Okay. So you're like, do this. So if you're this person, okay, here's the coach, here's the non-coachable, okay? If they're like, hey man, I really want to make more money in the company, and you're like, okay, cool, got it. You know, we got a lot of people that are making money. So here's my suggestion on your sales and marketing, go do this, you know, go do this prospecting, go do this. And so you go do this, and they're like, okay. And they don't do it. And so they come back and they're like, hey, what should I do to make some extra money? And you're like, well, I recall giving you instructions in the past. Did you follow those instructions? And I'm like, no, I didn't. Okay, let's recalibrate. Okay, all right, so here's another game plan. So instead of that, do this, okay? So you give them another do this, and they don't do any of them. So if you are constantly coaching the uncoachable, they're not the idiot. Ouch. And I love you, Isabel. You sent me stars. I'm really appreciative. Okay. So it is just sheer frustration. Okay. You can teach people how to create success. You cannot teach them how to want to create success. And so if someone comes to me, I'm making some assumptions here, right? And they could be off, but let's say someone comes to me and they say, hey Ray, I want to make more money in my business. I want to have better marketing. And I say, okay, cool. Yeah, great. Awesome. That sounds fantastico. Number one, in my head, I have zero addiction to them doing a damn thing. I'll give them suggestions, but I'm not addicted to them doing anything because their lack of activity should not be able to rock my boat or frustrate me. I control me, not them. Okay. And so they come to me and they say, hey man, I want to make more money in my business. I want to crush it. I want to kill it. And I'm going to say, okay, well, here's some suggestions. Go do this, report back in. Go do this, whatever that is. Prospect 5 people, do a Facebook Live, attend the Saturday, Super Saturday, whatever. Go do this, report back in. Maybe if they're brand new, it's watch the Fast Start video, report back in. So Ray, how often do you follow up with them? I don't follow up with them. Now hear me out. So the biggest factor of frustration, of duplication, of retention is culture. Now we define culture as the making of people to feel good regardless of their level of desire or level of result. If I treat this like a sales team, if I treat everyone like I'm a sales, hey, you ain't making any sales, boy. Get on those phones. That's not a good culture. That's one that is dependent on their activity or their level of desire, correct? So if I go to the gym and I go out there and I got my headband, I got my wristbands, I got my neon green shorty shorts and my string top, of course, right? I mean, that's what you do, right? And so, and I go in there with my New Balance sneakers, I got earbuds or pods or whatever they're called. And so I go in there and I'm just like, hey, I got a big, big duffel bag, right? I got a sports bag. I got the 64-ounce water bottle. Like I'm prepared. I'm ready. right? I got Eye of the Tiger on my iTunes. I'm ready to do this. And so when I go there with my big bag, and I got 14, you know, towels with me, and I set them by the row machine. I do the row machine for 4 minutes, and I'm like, whew, I'm exhausted. And I go over to the smoothie station, and I get a 2,200 calorie peanut butter banana chocolate shake, and I'm walking out the door literally 6 minutes later. Good seeing you, Gary, right? Just, you know, just down in the shake. What does the gym owner do? Does the gym owner say, hey, that's not how you get results, bro. Lift your shirt, boy. Or does he say, way to show up, buddy. Why? Because he enjoys my membership. Autoship, membership, they're kind of interchangeable. He enjoys my autoship, I mean membership, and he's not addicted to my level of desire. He's smart, okay? So if I follow up, let me give you the scenario. So what would be if I say, hey, go do this, report back in, and then I follow up, hey, did you do it yet, bro? Hey, did you do it yet? Hey, did you get a chance to do that? Hey, have you done that yet? Have you reached out? So what am I showing? I'm showing that I'm addicted to them doing something, and I'm displaying disappointment. I'm saying, here's exactly how I'm disappointed in you. Culture is the making of people to feel good regardless of the level of desire, level of result. They know they can follow up with me whenever they want. But if they don't follow up with me, I still love them. I still high five them at the event. I'm not gonna see them at the event and be like, Gary, you said you're gonna do it. Who the hell wants to be around that person? Who wants to be around that person that shames you, guilt you? Nobody. No one wants to be around that person. Like, oh God. Oh, there's Kathy. Oh Jesus, here she comes. Hey, girl. Oh God, get me out of here. Right? No one wants to feel that way. If I see Gary, if Gary's over here, hasn't done a damn thing, and he's asked me for help, hasn't done anything, and I see Gary, I'm like, G-Dog, what's up, brother? Good to see you, man. I'm glad you made it to the event. I'm not bringing it up. He knows. He knows if he did it, didn't do it. He knows if he reached out to me, didn't reach out to me. He knows. I don't need to remind him. I don't got, you know, rolling pin and curlers in my hair. I don't need to nag him. And so how do you force someone into submission to do what you would like them to do? You don't. You don't. Doesn't work for, you know, children over the age of whatever, right? And it doesn't work for your volunteer army either. The people that are in your organization, they're volunteers. They can leave at any time. Anytime.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.